A decade ago, Vermont embarked on an ambitious project to digitize medical records and give healthcare providers easy access to patients' medical histories. But some lawmakers are growing weary of using taxpayer money to fund the private initiative. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a battle over funding now threatens to derail the entire undertaking.
In 2005, policymakers celebrated the creation of Vermont Information Technology Leaders. Commonly known as VITAL, this new nonprofit was going to lead a technological revolution in medicine and give doctors and hospitals unprecedented access to the medical histories of patients walking into their offices. 10 years later, many lawmakers are unimpressed with VITAL's performance, and some, like Warren Representative Adam Gresham, say it's time to reconsider the more than $3 million in taxpayer money that lawmakers invest annually in the enterprise.
So my thought is that maybe that money is better spent in other healthcare initiatives.
The battle over VITAL's funding is now playing out in a healthcare reform bill. The lion's share of VITAL's budget comes from a tax on healthcare claims, and that tax is set to sunset at the end of fiscal year 2017. The Shulman administration wants lawmakers to eliminate that sunset and ensure longer-term fiscal stability for VITAL. But the House Committee on Ways and Means has rejected that plan. John Evans, CEO of VITAL, says that if he can't count on claims tax money being there after fiscal year 2017, then he can't make investments in products and services under development now.
If we cannot rely on funding to deploy the technology, then developing it and designing it are almost fruitless endeavors and wouldn't make any sense.
Evans delivered the dire warning to members of the Ways and Means Committee last week. He says VITAL is currently in the midst of software projects that will take years to develop.
You can't just put that on hold and then come back to it. It's incredibly disruptive, and we will not be able to accomplish, I think, the goals that this leadership wants us to accomplish for health reform.
Evans says the technology firms VITAL relies on to execute on its mission won't enter into contracts with a place that can't guarantee the money will be there to pay them. And he says it would create a human resources nightmare.
If my employees, under the impression that VITAL may not have funding in the next year or so, I will lose them. And they have plenty of other options, as you can appreciate.
Chief of Healthcare Reform Lawrence Miller says he appreciates lawmakers' concern with the slow pace of progress at VITAL, but he says the organization is on the verge of realizing its potential.
It would be a shame to step away from something on the brink of success.
Burlington Representative Chris Pearson is a former member of VITAL's governing board.
It's easy to kind of beat on VITAL because it's a lot of money. We don't really understand a lot of the ins and outs of it.
But Pearson says VITAL has helped outfit nearly every provider in the state with electronic filing systems, and he says it's only a matter of time now before those disparate systems can communicate with each other.
The years and years of investment is about to really come to life in a way that most other states are far behind where we're at.
House lawmakers have so far rejected Evans' pleas to address the funding sunset, and House leaders say they think the conversation can wait until next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.